Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
All right, let's get a contestant live for profile. This will take color 9 at 206-421-ROCK. The weekend is here. We have made it to drinking time, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. God damn, I'm in a good mood now. Quick comment that says, hell yes. Someone else says, new beer positive Friday. And someone agrees with my tack on things. It says it's more efficient to ask the boss for forgiveness than permission. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I wish you could tell
Agreed.
Our boss that.
Agreed.
He really doesn't agree with that.
Agreed.
But today, we toast the Hasbro Toy Company. Hasbro has bestowed us with such classics as Play-Doh, Power Rangers, My Little Pony, Transformers, Monopoly, Nerf products, The Game of Life, and more recently, Trolls dolls. Now, if you're an unfortunate parent like me, you know the Trolls has had a resurgence in popularity since the release of the Trolls movie in 2016 and the more recent movie, Trolls World Tour, that came out just this past April. And both of these movies, and I've seen both of them, made me want to chew a mouthful of bath salts and rip out my own eyeballs. But the kids just love them. That's the target audience. And Hasbro, they've taken full advantage with a new line of Trolls dolls, including the Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sing Poppy Doll. Now, Miles, you probably don't know this
because I don't.
You don't have all the cinematic experience with the two Trolls movies that I do. And not only, I haven't just seen them once each. I've seen them multiple times. Poppy is the main character of the Trolls movies. She is very upbeat. She's very positive. Whatever harrowing adventure these trolls face, she stays positive. And what do you know? She gets them through trouble left and right. So they introduce the the Giggle and Sing Poppy. But they're now pulling the doll from the shelves after hundreds of thousands of parents complained that it promotes inappropriate touching. Now, normally, I'm a skeptic on these things, but this is one of those rare occasions where basically the parents are not overreacting. You have to understand. Now, the doll has a button that you press, and when you press it, she makes little giggle noises, different sounds. But the thing is, the doll is... The button that you press is under Poppy's skirt, directly between her legs, in the most suggestive of place. And look, I'm one of those people that's pretty forgiving about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. This, when I saw the video, I'm like, yeah, this is bad. The button placement is awful. What makes it worse? In addition to pressing the button in this particular spot, these are some of the sounds that this doll makes. Here's one. All right. Another one. So you're pressing her between the legs. She makes these noises. Give us another one. And then finally this one. Mm-hmm. And what else? Okay, we made up that last one, Ted. I saw the look on your face. That last one is not true to Hasbro. We did that because we're disgusting fools. But yeah, they pulled the doll. I'm not so much toasting them for removing the doll. I'm toasting them for somehow overlooking that through all of the marketing in the first place. But believe me. If you watch the video, just put in what the troll doll. I'm pretty sure if you Google it, this will be the first story that comes up. It will, if you watch the video, it will disturb you. It absolutely will. So
so now it's a collector's item.
It will be, dude. It is. It made me uncomfortable. So here's the Hasbro. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. First, let me just say, Ted, your face was priceless with that.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
It's a simple game to play where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey.
Hola.
All right, Ken, you understand how this here game is played? Fantastic. As always, you have three stories to choose from. The wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
What a lovely selection you guys have arranged.
Sure. Absolutely. It's like a restaurant that has nothing you want.
Yeah, let's try drugs.
Drugs. Go, the wonderful world of drugs. All right.
Try them, Ken.
Yeah. All right, here's your story. We go to the wonderful state of Florida. I know, you need your fainting couch for that. In this case, a 22-year-old woman named Dakota Dorenzo, she's from Sebastian, Florida, last Thursday, she's visiting her 59-year-old dad, Luigi, I wish I was making it up, at his mobile home park, all right? Well, he had some drugs on him, but he wouldn't share them with her. So they ended up getting into an argument, and it ended up getting physical. And you have to keep in mind, he'd been sharing the drugs with some of his friends, but he wouldn't do it with her. She got pissed, and according to the police report, she attacked Luigi by pulling him to the ground and attempting to grab his genitals. So again, I want you to imagine this. You visit your grandparent. They're not going to share their drugs. You get into a fight. You grab them by the nads and try to rip them to the ground. As a result of that, she was arrested for misdemeanor battery. My question is, what drug do you think she wanted to share with good old granddad and ended up grabbing him by his
dad,
junk there?
Granddad or dad?
This is...
It's her dad.
It's her dad. Oh, that makes it okay, then. Mm-hmm. Was she there because she wanted to share heroin, crack, weed, or meth? So heroin, crack, weed, or meth, one of the... He had, he wouldn't share, and so she grabbed him by the junk, pulled him to the ground, and got herself arrested.
All right, I've listened to Miles make sense on these type of things many a times, and then be completely wrong.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to give you a guess so you don't pick that?
Yeah, so I'll go, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
I'm thinking weed.
I am
weed
too, because
he's stable and he's in a mobile home park. He's 59.
And he's sharing.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think it's, well, it could be crack. I mean, that's.
Crack and heroin, I've seen a lot of sharing,
yeah.
For sure.
You know what, though, man?
Ted, Ken, what do you got?
Ken, I'm going to go weed.
You know, what's Ted got?
I don't know. I was waiting to see what you guys were going to say. mobile home, Florida.
Yep.
My dad lives in a mobile home park in Florida. He smokes weed.
I was not going to say that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think weed in a mobile home park is the least of your worries.
Someone said one of the officers.
The only concern is her reaction to not getting weed. I mean.
Right. She grabs him by the junk to the point of like.
Pulls him to the ground. Yeah.
Pulls him down. He is writhing in pain. Man, that just seems awfully aggressive. Well, maybe that's why she needed the weed to chill her out.
It's funny. Somebody said you should have added mushrooms because his name is Luigi.
All right, let's just go with weed based on the mobile home, Florida. Dude,
I don't think it's gonna be
9 years old.
Yeah, but that's such an aggressive reaction. Here's what I'm thinking here, Ken, is that she is freaking out. She's a daily user of Heron, the H. She's right. They have some together.
Sure.
Who knows how this started? It's a bad relationship, father and daughter doing heroin in a mobile home. But she's so angry that she doesn't have any or he won't share it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's only like one hit left. Fight breaks out. Boom. Junk. Down to the ground. Heroin.
You know what I like about your answers is that they're always cinematic. You know what I mean? It's not just the information you've been provided. You fill in all the blanks with, and this is how it happened.
Right.
You'd think it might be meth. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, but it seems like...
To grab your own dad's junk and
for
pull him to the
reason.
Ground by grabbing his junk.
Yeah, I mean, it's so aggressive. That's the only thing I could figure is that she's that dope sick that she needs some of this heroin.
Okay. All right, so Ted, are you going to go with heroin?
You know what? I'm going with heroin.
Okay.
Well, I'm going with heroin as an answer.
Yes.
I'm going with weed.
You're going to go weed?
Yeah.
I'm sticking weed. 59, Mobile Home Park, Florida. He's somewhat stable. Heroin daddy ain't sharing all that stuff.
Heroin daddy ain't
Ken, sure. Can I ask you a question? Why is it 59 in mobile home equals stable to you?
He's got his retirement. He's got it going on. He's living in Florida.
Got it going on?
Doing drugs with his friends.
Living in a mobile park in Florida. I mean, look, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, there's
fine,
nothing wrong with mobile homes. Yeah, I'm just, I don't know.
I just don't know if he's got it going on.
Right. Ken seems very confident in this guy's lifestyle.
Like, I don't feel like that's something you win in Price is Right.
He's got get going on until a hurricane hits. Yeah. Then he might have nothing going on.
All right. He's got those plastic pink flamingos.
The whole nine.
He's living the life.
Ken, are you going to stick
he's
with
got
weed?
A four-footer. Yep. He's got, I'll say, a four-footer bong in his living room weed.
Okay. We're going to find out if this guy is having, he's got heroin, crack, weed, or meth next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Airbnb hosts come home to find 23 religious people camping in their backyard. Meanwhile, to Ukraine, where a naked man is blocking traffic and is punched in the face. And he is punched hard. Naked Louisiana man punches 72-year-old Walmart worker in the face. Hasbro pulls doll from shelves and giggles when you touch a taboo place. And a Florida caretaker arrested after beating on an 88-year-old patient. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Right, top story, we go to Ukraine, where a man wanted to mess with traffic. In a video posted online, it shows a nude man wandering about the streets, intentionally blocking traffic. Doesn't take long for him to be standing directly in front of a car with his arms folded and all of his glory in direct sight. It's when the car's driver jumps out of the car to confront the man, and it seems that there's a minor conversation before the car's driver lands a perfect right punch onto the man's onto the new man's chin.
It was a really good punch.
It was fantastic. And I think you're absolutely right. I think the guy actually is a fighter, because not only did he throw the punch, his form...
That's what I mean. Like, that guy... He knows how he's thrown a punch before, and he's knocked someone unconscious before.
Right, because that left arm also came up to block just instinctively. This guy has knocked somebody out before.
And he's certainly done it recently.
Let's continue to test your guys' memory. Another news, sticking with nudity, we covered this a little bit earlier. A man in Berlin has had his laptop stolen by the most unlikely of characters. The man is a nudist and was enjoying a day out in the park when his laptop was stolen by a wild boar. The man jumped up and ran after the animal, followed by her two piglets. Quote, without a stitch on him.
That's just...
Well, they were kind of a nude beach area. I know, so it wasn't right. Usual for him to be naked, but the visual had to be something else.
Yeah, that's the
that
idea.
That pig stole my laptop.
There's a naked man chasing a boar because the boar has a computer.
I wish I had that man's confidence. I know that I have a similar body build, but I do not have that man's confidence.
Well, I think also it's easier to be confident when you see a boar running away with your laptop.
Yeah,
but he
that
was naked
moment...
in the first place, though, Ted, is what I'm saying.
Solid call.
Just being in the situation altogether. apparently, the man laughed the whole incident off along with other sunbathers, even as a photo was snapped of him from behind. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep the nude assault train running. We go to Louisiana, in the classiest of places, Walmart. A video posted online shows a man in the Walmart wearing nothing but his face mask and boxer shorts. Unprovoked, the man assaults an employee by punching the 86-year-old man square in the face, knocking him to the ground. As others surround the employee to help, the man flees, assaulting another person before leaving the store. He was later tracked down and arrested.
I don't get the assaults on elderly these days.
Right?
I mean, come on.
Or teens working at Burger King, right. Taco Bell. And come on.
Yeah. Moving on. A woman in Scotland is living the nightmare of Airbnb hosts. The woman had rented the home to a group of seven, thinking that all would be well. She was later contacted by a neighbor that informed her that 12 cars were parked outside of the home. Knowing that this was way too many for the group that she had allowed, she made her way to the house to find that 23 people were camping out in her yard and garden. She went out back to find that upwards of 30 men were praying on the beach out behind the home and deduced that it was some kind of religious gathering. Police were called and the group vacated the area, leaving behind most of their belongings, including tents, including clothing, and they left the home, quote, in shambles.
They pulled all the furniture out of that home and moved it to the backyard. We're talking mirrors,
right.
Tables, chairs, everything that was in that house. They basically took it out and did a makeshift camp with all their furniture in the backyard.
Right.
Is that camping at that point, or is that just sitting outside?
Sitting outside in indoor furniture.
Jesus.
Right. Good work, everybody. A doll related to the animated Trolls movie franchise, I'm just taking all the stories again, has been removed from store shelves as people say that it promotes child abuse. The doll looks like the main character of the movie and is designed to giggle when placed into a sitting position. Where parents have issues is the activation button was put on the doll. It's up underneath the skirt of the doll, right between its legs.
Mm-hmm.
And a petition was released demanding that the stores pull the doll, saying that it teaches children that this kind of abuse is okay.
It's Hasbro, right? Hasbro's been doing the toy game for a long time. And I guarantee you had Hasbro toys. My kids have Hasbro toys. It just blows my mind that from the time you develop the store, because the idea of it makes sense, right?
Right.
She's always positive. But traditionally, you know, buttons that you press are always on the back.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Like this one, I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys. I mean, like, nobody.
You squeeze the arm. And,
right.
You know.
No one in marketing, you know, from the time, through the entire development of this, no one at Hasbro said, I'm telling you right now.
This is going to bother people.
Right. This is going to be a problem. I mean.
Was there anything in the movies that indicated.
No.
Okay.
I can assure you that, I've seen both of the Trolls movies more than I would like to. And there's.
It's like a combo toy deal where, like, one kicks the other in the butt and she makes those noises?
Nothing.
Right.
Although, when I was growing up, I remember the big thing for girls at that time was the Baby Alive doll, right?
I do remember
so
that.
So, first, it was just a doll. Then I remember the next Christmas, because that's when you got your cavalcade of toy commercials. The next Christmas, it could blink. Like, I guess if you moved it back or forth, the eyes were kind of...
Had those rocker eyes.
The following year, and I could not believe that little girls wanted this, but if you gave the Baby Alive doll this bottle, it would poop and pee itself.
That's true.
And I thought, seriously, man. And like, it was the rage. And I'm like, that's what you want? It's not like you got a G.I. Joe doll and it's like, sometimes he asks us his pants. And it's like, you know,
G.I. Joe's right. Gotta go.
I don't want that one.
My sister had a doll growing up. I know I'm getting off topic here. But my sister had a doll growing up that would cry. And it was a very... annoying, terrible cry. We found that because you were supposed to give it like a binky or something like that, and there was some magnet that shut it off. Well, when you lose that binky or that bottle, now you can't get it to shut off.
Oh, no. Gotta stick a magnet in its mouth.
No, we learned that smacking it upside the head made it quit.
Jesus.
Wow. So that's how you guys do it down there.
Good times.
That's exactly what it was. I'm not proud to admit it, but I've smacked a baby doll's head more times than anybody should ever know.
Jesus.
Moving on. Oh, I don't want to talk about that story. I don't like that story. We're going to move on. Down in San Diego, a man ended up in the hospital for a crime of not wearing a mask. The man was with his wife and their young pup at the local dog park enjoying a picnic, but were interrupted by a woman furious that they were eating in a restricted area and not wearing masks. After berating the couple, the woman left for a moment before returning with pepper spray and unloaded the can in the man's face.
Jesus.
He was taken to the hospital to be treated for his burns, and the couple filed charges against the woman.
Yeah, she was not having it. She was, he was trying to get her to calm down and everything else, and she was
right.
Just losing her mind.
Well, part of the reason they didn't have masks on is because they're trying to eat.
They're having a picnic. You know, They didn't know that it was a restricted area, as I recall. They didn't know that it was restricted. They were out there with the dog. It was just a park.
Right.
And so they had just kind of sat off in this... off away area so that they're not just interrupting everybody else's time, and they're sitting out there, they're having a picnic, the dog is just fine out there, and then she just throws a fit at these guys because, one, they're not socially distanced amongst the two of them and the dog, and they don't have masks on, and they're in a restricted area. They said, oh, sorry about that. We didn't know that we were in a restricted area. We also don't understand why we need masks. We're out here all by ourselves. There's nobody for 100 yards anywhere else. Right. And she flipped out, came back and started brandishing the pepper spray at his wife. And so he stands in the way like, hey, what's going on here? And then she just unloads it all right in, like, empties the can in this guy's face.
Doesn't pepper spray make you sneeze? Isn't that the wrong mechanism to try to kind of get out of somebody at this point?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it burns.
It does. Heritage Auctions has just broken their record for the sale of a video game. Someone brought in a vintage copy of Super Mario Bros. That had never been opened. A find that brought in a hefty $114,000, beating the previous record of $110,000, which was set by the same game.
Good Lord, man.
Who bought that so long ago and said, you know what? I'm not going to open this thing.
Yeah, I mean, smart, but still, I normally when I buy something like that, I want to use it.
That tells me somebody lost it, and then someone else found it years later.
That's probably fair. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Hey, guess what? Joe gave us the green light. We're going to make a new beer.
Got to make a beer. Go from Elysian
Brewing Company. Celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Bitches, enjoy the weekend. The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.